Infowars.com/show.
Live images of Artemis 2 here. I just saw a tweet from our last caller. He had one more point to make before we got cut off by the commercial break. Basically saying he thinks there should be a constitutional amendment so you have to be a fifth-generation American to have any position in our government. I think that is a very good idea. I think that's a great idea. Fifth, fourth, something like that. And who wouldn't agree to that? If you are mad about that, you're a bad person, right? Like, to go to somebody else's country and then want to immediately demand a leadership position there, you can go home. You can go home. We want people who are going to come to America, live in America, be absorbed into America, and maybe down the line, they can dream of their grandchildren running for office. Why do we let foreigners come here and then rule over us? This is ridiculous. It shouldn't happen, but it does. When we got to your phone calls here momentarily, there's one more story that I've got to cover today. It is a study from Finland. So a study from Finland has tracked every gender-referred adolescent in the country for up to 25 years. This is not a small study. This was a study of an entire nation and every single adolescent that was referred to gender care of one sort or another. The landmark peer-reviewed study just dropped. Here's what it found. The study, published this week in Acta Pediatrica, which is led by Professor Kaltiala of Tampere University Hospital. She ran Finland's youth gender clinic since 2011. She served on the UK's caste review advisory board. Finland centralizes all gender identity assignments to two university hospitals. Because health registry reporting is mandatory and patients cannot opt out, the data set captured is the complete fate of every gender-referred adolescent in the country from 1996 to 2019. A cohort of 2,083 individuals was compared against 16,643 matched population controls. The follow-up ran for up to 25 years. This is not a small study with convenient dropouts. It is the full national picture. So what did they find? Among those who underwent medical, quote, gender reassignment surgery, the increase in suicidality was stark, or from psychiatric morbidity. Feminizing procedures, psychiatric morbidity rose from 9.8% to 60.7%. Masculizing procedures from 21% to 54.5%. The procedures did not resolve the distress. They made it significantly worse. After adjusting for prior psychiatric history, all gender-referred adolescents, whether or not they'd undergone procedures, faced similar levels of elevated ongoing risk, approximately five times higher than male controls, three times higher than female controls. The authors noted plainly, in some individuals, the medical procedures appeared to be linked to deterioration of mental health. This is a peer-reviewed journal. This is the lead clinician of Finland's National Gender Clinic. These are her words. The study also found that those referred after 2010, when Finland saw a tenfold referral surge, arrived with a far greater pre-existing psychiatric needs. 47.9% had already required specialist psychiatric treatment before their first clinic contact. Among matched controls in the same period, that figure was 15.3%. What that means to me is that these were just adolescents with mental problems, and then around 2010, the instruction came down to push gender identity as a possible, you know, thing to label these people with, and so suddenly you had a tenfold time referral rate to the gender clinic. It's not natural. This was orchestrated, deliberate. The author suggests this pattern may indicate that for some adolescents, mental health difficulties are presenting as concerns about gender identity, not the reverse. The study's conclusions could not be clearer. Psychiatric needs do not subside after medical gender surgery. This is the finding the gender medicine movement has staked its entire ethical claim on. The claim has not held. In Australia, two clinicians who raised this exact concern face regulatory action. So not only is gender identity, gender confusion, transgenderism a creation of the media class who pushed it on children through the media and through medical institutions, but when you actually wanted to point to the actual scientific outcome of these procedures, you'd be censored by the official establishment medical boards. Dr. Andrew Amos was banned by AHPRA for questioning the treatments publicly. No finding of patient harm was made against him. Other people were suspended as well. The Finnish study adds to the evidence base both clinicians drew on when they spoke up. The UK's CAST review, a four-year NHS commissioned inquiry, found the evidence base for puberty-suppressing drugs and cross-sex hormones in minors was, quote, remarkably weak. Best way you could put it. But yeah, that really tells you everything you need to know. That the gender-affirming care, the life-saving care that's often promoted, the reality is you say you got a kid who's depressed, he might have a 10% likelihood of trying to commit suicide. Give him gender reassignment surgery, the likelihood goes up to 60%. 10% to 60%. 10% chance of suicidality, morbid thoughts before the surgery, 60% after. And this is what the American medical industry is pushing on your children, in some cases, in as little as one 30-minute visit. They will then refer kids to the hormone-suppressing, puberty-blocking, or surgical intervention. That's deliberate evil, destroying children. And we've been telling you this for years. Now we have the entire country of Finland for 25 years being studied as a scientific control group, showing incontrovertibly with absolute proof so-called gender reassignment surgery accelerates psychiatric conditions by 5 times in boys and 3 times in girls. We told you so. That's all I have to say about that. We told you so, and literally anybody pushing this needs to be charged with child endangerment, child abuse. Looks like we have a new truth post from Trump. Based on conversations with Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir of Pakistan, and wherein they requested that I hold off the destructive force being sent tonight to Tehran and subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, I agree to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks. This will be a double-sided ceasefire. The reason for doing so is that we have already met and exceeded all military objectives and are very far along with the definitive agreement concerning long-term peace with Iran and peace with the Middle East. We received a 10-point proposal from Iran and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate. Almost all the various points of past contention have been agreed to between the United States and Iran, but a 2-week period will allow the agreement to be finalized and consummated. Okay. On behalf of the United States of America, as president and also representing the countries of the Middle East, it is an honor to have this long-term problem close to resolution. Thank you for your attention in this matter. So he chickened out, is what you're telling me. Chickened out. You'll notice he didn't actually talk to Iran. He didn't actually get an agreement with Iran. The threat of bombing Iran doesn't seem to have been the thing that Iran was responding to. Sounds like Trump is seizing on this suggestion by Pakistan to make it look like he got concessions when really this is a third-party state. Pakistan is not actually in the combat that he's predicating this on. So, kind of exactly what I said at the beginning of the show. Kind of exactly what I guessed would happen at the beginning of the show. So, the question is, did he actually say the Strait of Hormuz is opening? Because he said, subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to a complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz. So they have not agreed to that yet. So the threat was, open the Strait of Hormuz or we bomb you. Now we're not bombing them, but they're not opening the Strait of Hormuz. So it was a bluff. So we have at least 2 weeks of war to do. So they say they received a 10-point plan from Iran. God only knows what that is supposed to mean. When did that happen? Because you're not in conversation with Iran. So, okay, good. Sounds like he's not committing genocide. Hooray. Huzzah. Can we arrest him now? Can we get rid of him now? Can we get rid of him and Israel now? Like, what do we need to do next? What's next? Because are we just waiting for him to make another insane threat like he'll do tomorrow or whatever? And by the way, it really does look like they were about to nuke Iran because, as I just laid out the timeline there, yeah, Israel may hit them. That's true. The crew just said, as I laid out the timeline earlier, where you've got these B-2, B-52 bombers. These are the things that would carry nuclear armaments, and we already have a lot there, but these were specifically coming for this mission. And we showed you that they were going to arrive around 8 p.m. tonight. And you can actually see in the flight path of the planes, they do a U-turn right in the middle of the Mediterranean and head back to the U.K. So it appears as though we actually had, like, nuclear bombers en route to Iran when we told them to turn around. A deal is expected to be closed between the U.S. and Iran tonight, per CNN. Details include a regional source has informed CNN that some good news is expected from both sides. Discussions are being steered directly by Pakistan's Army Chief Field Marshal Asim Munir. The White House said Trump has been made aware of Pakistan's proposed ceasefire and that a response will come. Oil prices are falling on the news. We expect more details shortly. So, yeah. Does not sound like there's a ceasefire. I don't know. People are saying there's a ceasefire. That's not what I heard Trump say. I didn't hear Trump say that. Did he say that? No, he said he talked to Pakistan, and they requested that he hold off the destructive force and agree to the suspending the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks. This will be a double-sided ceasefire. The reason for doing so, we've already met and exceeded all of our military objectives and are very far along with a definitive agreement concerning long-term peace with Iran and peace in the Middle East. It doesn't sound like a ceasefire to me. I don't know. Does this sound like a ceasefire to anybody else? Why are people saying this is a ceasefire? If they open the strait, then they'll ceasefire. But he's not talking to Iran directly. So, yeah, I don't really believe this, I guess. I think they called his bluff. And so he's decided not to do it. I think maybe the human chains worked. He seemed pretty mad about that, how that would have looked. So we'll see. We'll see about this. It's also hilarious, the people who have been pro-Iran war this whole time, who have been wrong the entire time. The entire time they've been absolutely, abjectly wrong about all of this. And now they're just like, see, we told you there'd be a ceasefire today. Like, first of all, this is not a ceasefire. Like, what are you talking about? Iran is not in conversations with Trump. You cannot have a one-sided ceasefire. This is just ridiculous. But even if there is a ceasefire, does that undo everything that's happened so far? No, it doesn't, does it? No, we're still going to experience the destructive shortage of fuel and fertilizer and everything for the next little while. This is not over, not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. Iran is still going to go. They are not going to be stopping anytime soon. I just don't believe that. Flat out. So there you go. That's my immediate response. Let's go out to the calls. Let's go to Michael in New Mexico. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. And with what you're saying, how many times did Israel supposedly have a ceasefire in Gaza? And my question to you, but like just to set it up, is everything that InfoWars has been fighting for years against the Great Reset, I feel the Democrats were like edging us toward that by a death by a thousand cuts. And now what Trump is doing, unless it stops. But what about the damage already done? It seems like by a quick avalanche could usher in the Great Reset. With everything happening to the energy infrastructure, Rex Jones was actually interviewing Cardone's brother, and he even said that we may never go back to, like, the previous energy, like, infrastructure. And so my question to you is there a quicker way to usher in the Great Reset than what Trump is doing?
Not really, no.
With the 15-minute cities.
No, but I've been saying for years, like, ever since the Ukraine war started, it's like the best way for them to implement their plans is through World War III. Everything they want accelerates under World War III, from censorship to reorganization of economies. I mean, it the budgets they need, war accelerates all of it. It gives them everything that they want. So, no, everything Trump is doing is 100% directly in favor of the Great Reset. He is the one who set up the data center deals. He is the one that is signing all these deals with Palantir to take over the government control. He's the one that created the Board of Peace that now will supposedly replace the UN. I mean, no, the global government is exactly what Donald Trump is doing everything he can to implement as we speak. So, yeah, that's the disappointing part, I guess you could say. Thanks for the call, Michael. Let's go to Godzilla in Wisconsin. You're on the air. And I know what you're going to talk about here, but why don't you go ahead and explain it to us?
Yeah, I was wondering if you heard about that Nikola Tesla tech they just released being true, the CIA's ghost murmur, where they were able to detect a heartbeat of the weapons officer, pilot assistant who they were searching for over the weekend, saying that they can detect the electronic magnetic signature of a heartbeat. I thought it was pretty amazing technology and stuff. I've called in before about using long range quantum magnetometry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, there could be. I mean, it could be the case. It could be a lie. I mean, basically what they're saying is that there's this tool called Ghost Murmur, and they use AI and long-range quantum magnetometry to basically find what they call the electromagnetic fingerprint of a human heartbeat, pairing the data with artificial intelligence software to isolate the signature from background noise. Two sources close to the breakthrough said, I kind of have trouble believing that. I know they have technology to, like, you know, they can hear your heartbeat with lasers and then sort of track you through your heartbeat, like it's an alternative to facial recognition. And there's all sorts of stuff that they can identify you through, you know, your gait, your walk. I mean, I don't understand how, like, heart murmur would be a better thing to detect. Like, if you're scanning a large area looking for a human being, how is the sound of their heart the thing that you're looking for? I have trouble believing that would even be, like, an applicable, you know, technology to use here. Maybe it is. Maybe they do have this incredible technology that can find a heartbeat of a human and identify it, you know, over a long distance. I don't know how that would be better than using heat signature of a body, or obviously these guys have all sorts of, you know, different types of beacons on them of one sort or another. I mean, they have, you know, scanning and identifying technology that's very robust. Like, if you pull out a $100 bill, you can see on it this kind of, like, RFID, you know, like your credit card can be scanned electronically. It doesn't have any power on it, right? It just has a code that electronic scanners can detect. So, like, if you're carrying around a box full of $100 bills, the police have technology. They can scan your car and see that you have a box of $100 bills because it can read the RFID signature of every bill in there. I don't understand how you wouldn't have something like that on dog tags, right? So, I don't know. The technology may be real, or it may be, you know, another layer of lie about the whole rescue mission in the first place, because I don't believe it was a rescue mission at all. So, I see a lot of reasons to disbelieve that, but I also know that that type of technology is possible. I just don't know if this would be the best application for it, but that's just my, I don't know, interpretation of what we've seen so far. So yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of RFID technology and scanning technology and heat signature and everything. I don't think you would need to try to find somebody's heartbeat, but maybe that's what they're doing. Who knows? Let's go to Musa in Detroit. Musa, thanks for calling in. I think you agree with me about Iran. Do you think Iran has agreed to a ceasefire, Musa?
No. Iran, they cannot back down. They're going to Iran. The button has been pushed. And, you know, the genie is out the bottle, so to speak. And that RFID chip, they've just been chipping the pilot. He just had a chip in him. They can find dogs and cats.
Right, there you go. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, they probably just injected a chip in him. You scan for that. Easy.
Yeah, very simple. And what's going on in our country about, you know, Texas and the foreigners taking over, it's a crying shame. That's all I can say. You know, it does not make any sense other than it's the plan.
Yep.
And so it makes sense to those who want to implement what they're doing. And Gerald Celente was the one guy that guy asked about when all else fails, they go to war. And yes, Trump is he's backed down because the so many forces were working against him. But Israel is still carpet bombing and bombing Lebanon and everything. So yeah, we got to get rid of Israel. I agree with you, Harrison. I love the way you present yourself and the topics. Man, you're just on the money, and you can't help but be on the money. You're with the man who's right all the time.
That's
Mr.
right.
Alex Jones. So thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate you guys, and I just look forward to gaining more information and knowledge from you guys. So in the meantime, check me out if you can. I'll get back with some numbers so you can check me out sometime, all right?
All right. You got an X account or something I can follow?
Well, I got an X account, and I got a Rumble, Control Your Role, Rumble.
Control Your Role.
Yep, control your role.
All right, well,
so,
thank you very much.
You need to check out, and I'll get in touch with you on your X account. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Please do. Yeah, thank you for that. That was a great call. And yeah, look, I wish this wasn't the case, and I really do approach this stuff free of bias. I can do that. I have the ability to go, I want this, but is that the best thing? Is that the right thing? Is this not just my, do I not just want this for my own benefit, or is this actually the best thing to do? And when you look at things in just an unbiased 30,000 foot view, you got to come to these conclusions. There's really no other conclusion to come to. I wish it wasn't the case. And I've had people tell me, like my family was in town over the weekend, they're like, it seems like your Twitter account's kind of changed tenor, changed like attitude. And it's like, well, the Iran war started. So yeah, things are kind of bad. You know, it's like, it's, what would you expect? All right, you put on a raincoat when it's raining outside. when we go to war with Iran for no particular purpose for the sake of Israel and the whole world is teetering on the brink of absolute destruction, yeah, it kind of sucks. It's kind of bad news. And you got to deliver the bad news. But, like, what else are you going to do? Ignore it? Pretend it's not happening? It's happening. We got to confront it and deal with it. Not lie about it. That's all I try to do. Let's go quickly to Steve in Nevada. We only have about 30 seconds, Steve, but you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, Harrison?
I'll tell you what.
If you want to really just take it back in a back to where it starts, okay, you can go back to JFK. You know why JFK got killed, and so do I.
Yep.
He did not want Israel to have a nuclear weapon. Now they go. They never signed a non-proliferation agreement. All these years, they've been illegally keeping a nuclear weapon. How come nobody's making a big deal out of this? You're going to tell me that you don't think that Israel's behind this whole thing? And I'm not being anti-Semitic, but they've had our country under their grip for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And they're following their Jewish prophecy. Donald Trump walked us right into the New World Order. And all
that is certainly how it feels. I'm sorry, we got to end the show here, but I think you're right. I think you're exactly right.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, procardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And then you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.